right, gentlemen, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. Okay, we're going to be covering an article today, and it's basic. This one's, I believe, from February 6th of this year, so it's really new. It's called, let's show you, Where Are All the Good Men? 18 Reasons It's So Hard to Find a Good Man. Let's just start at the basics. I'm 55. I'll be 56 in about 6-7 months-ish. And I've been in the game a while. You know, I never went through that, you know, girls have cootie stage. I remember walking in to kindergarten when I was just a young, you know, beginner. Ran into a couple chicks that, young girls in my class that were, I thought were just drop-dead gorgeous. Now, I don't know if that's something being carried forward from a past life. Maybe I was a misogynist, womanizing ass bag in my past life, and it's carrying now to this life. Because up until I got married, that's pretty much what I was. Let's just be honest. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm not a good liar. Not really good at deceit or any other crap. Now, in my experience, while I was growing up, I watched girls at first and then young women and then women absolutely eviscerate men. And most of the time, it was for no good reason whatsoever. But I saw some of these dudes chasing these women around. Even I did it to an extent. And we just got shot down time and time again. We got the business. You know, they would never call you, or you get their number and they're, you know, they never answer. You leave messages. It is what it is. So right around 16-ish, after I'd been through the game quite a few times, I set up some ground rules. Basically, 3 calls, no response, you're done. Plain and simple. If we go out on one date and then I call you again, I give you 2 calls that time. If you don't call me back, you're done. And that helped out a lot, mainly because it kept you from dumping a lot of time and effort into a woman that really didn't have any interest in you whatsoever. Like I said at the beginning, I'm in my mid-50s now. And I'm actually getting to see what happened to a lot of these women with these attitudes. Most of them, at least to my knowledge, have been divorced at least once. There are onesie twosies that are still married to this day and have, you know, 3-4 kids. Good. God bless them. I hope they're happy. It is what it is. But in the back of my mind, more than likely, the dude is trapped and he's not happy. And now we are in current year. Gen Z, the women of today, have watched their fathers, grandfathers get played, dumped, and sumped. They probably had to watch their fathers literally go through hell so they would have funds and time to actually see their kids and do meaningful stuff. I mean, I fell into that myself. And I think the whole thing's made worse in current year by there is no winners or losers. Everyone gets a participation trophy. Men and women are the same, and they could do the same stuff men do. Not the case.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
All right, now, it says, where are the good men? All right, here, number one reason. Hookup culture makes it difficult to date. Of course it does. When I was a child, it was like, don't talk to strangers, don't get in a stranger's car, stay in public, make sure there's eyes on you and people around at all times, because you never know. And I grew up in the time of the Oakland County child killer. Look it up. Very terrifying. All right. Now, with that being said, nowadays, women are contacting strangers online, going to strangers' houses, meeting them in questionable places, and they think it's just fine. There's a reason why the entire wall in the post office is posted with missing people, and a majority of them are women.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Who wants to date if they can literally get on a dating app, especially men who are in their, you know, early 20s to early 30s? They can do whatever the hell they want. All right. They have options for the most part. All right. Now, if they get on the dating app, 2 hours later, they're dumping their goo and running like a Jew from the tax man. You think these dudes are going to want to continue to date you? Maybe they'll bang it, you know, shag and shake it from time to time. But I don't know any honorable men that turn one night stands into wives. Women, they're getting intimacy, but they're not getting the intimacy that they want. Men are getting the intimacy that they want when they're in their younger years, you know, hit it, quit it. Women, they like to have a guy hang around for a while, especially if there's emotional connection there. And the men of today are like, I'm good. I'm not paying for free samples. You were a free sample. I'm moving along. Thank you. I'll have champagne with that. Hey, number two here. You're using the wrong dating app. All right. There's the one out there called Bumble, where women have to actually message you first, and that is failing monumentally. The list goes on and on. Back in the old days, to be interested in a woman, you'd have to actually meet her, talk to her, you know, see if there's any chemistry from the very beginning. Because most people know, you know, within the first, 10 to 30 minutes, if they're actually physically attracted to the other person or not. You don't get that on internet dating apps. And from my own experience, it just got stupid. Like, I was on Plenty of Fish for a very long time. I had some of my soldiers when I was AGR set up an account for me and then gave me the password. And then I took it from there because they were all worried about me because, you know, I was, you know, divorced and alone. I don't give a shit anymore. But, you know, good on them for that. I appreciated that, you know, the thought. No pun intended. Actually, it was. But it is what it is. I would talk to these women. I'd go back and forth with some texts. And 80% of the time, they tell them themselves. And I lose interest and, you know, move along. If they're older than 36, my motivation window for them got really, really narrow. Meaning, I send them a couple emails. We talk back and forth. I ask for a phone number. I don't get one. Done. Not doing it. Or if I send her emails, everything's going fine, and then I don't hear from her again for like 3-5 days more, done right on spot. Because you know what's going on. She's getting plowed by another individual that's not you. So this whole internet dating thing, in my opinion, it's starting to go real south. Back in the beginning, it was like, oh, great, I can get online and I look at all these pictures and all this is like being a kid in candy land. Yeah, it's not the case anymore. 3, some men are intimidated by strong women.
That's some old bullshit.
You know, if you don't like something, you're obviously afraid of it, right? You're intimidated. How about the fact that you just don't like it? There's no fear in it. I just don't want to deal with the horse shit and I'm done. I'm not scared. It is what it is. Now you got these women out there who will look you in the face and tell you they're not a feminist. You ask them some probing questions, and yes, they are. Now, let's be honest about feminism. What feminism actually does is create a whole crop of third-string men. You have the alpha men, you have the betas, and then there's something else. The third-string feminist women who act like men. Men don't want to deal with that, all right? There can only be one scrotum in the relationship. If you show up with all these masculine traits, that's like a second scrotum. Dude's not gay. Probably not going to work out. telling you, women out there, if you watch the show, that's the truth. Men don't care if you have a $1 million house. We don't care if you got 4 or 5 sports cars in the driveway. We don't care because we know we're not getting a piece of that. It's not ours. We have no right to it. So it literally doesn't exist in our mind. We don't care. If you're good looking, maybe they'll entertain you for a while. But sooner or later, that feminist mindset's going to creep up. You're going to slap the dude in the face with a figurative scrotum sack, and he's going to move along. There's nothing to do with fear. It just is what it is. Number 4, the man-child phenomenon. There's a lot of dudes out there who realize that the whole love system that we have is just a huge lie. They've watched their friends, fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, uncles, cousins, you name it, just get wrecked in divorce court, turned into slaves. They're never the same. I mean, it's just tragic. So a lot of these men are like, why the hell should I grow up and willingly step into this minefield of craziness? Why should I do that? I wholeheartedly advise the young men today, never get married, never cohabitate with a female. Do the best you can to stay out of that entire scenario. Because guess what? You move in with a chick, she gets a wild hair up her ass, makes an emotional decision, gets on the phone, calls the cops, makes up some crazy ass stories, you're going to jail. And if they charge you with the crime and it goes to actual trial, that's like $30,000 out of your pocket right there. If it's really bad and they start stacking charges, it goes from a $30,000 kind of trial to over 100 G's. And good luck suing that woman for any damages if you're found not guilty, because our culture covers for them. All right. Not to mention, most men lose their kids in a divorce situation. I have seen women get custody of the kids who've been arrested for prostitution multiple times, felonious assault, drug use, possession, you name it. Where a dude has got a good job, paying the bills, doesn't have a criminal record. Oh, you get every other weekend and a 4-hour block of change on Wednesdays, which in reality is nothing. And the women of today are calling men who refuse to participate in this 3-ring circle of fuckery a man-child. Well, dudes, I salute you. Do what you can. Have fun. Live your best life and never look back. Because the only thing behind you is a minefield and a tiger pit trap.
Emotional damage!
People have emotional baggage. What exactly is emotional baggage? Did you get slapped around as a kid? Maybe you're essayed as a child. That's tragic. That is legitimate emotional baggage right there. What if you're a dude and you grew up without a father because your mother ran him off, and now you're, you know, your late 20s, early 30s, assembling your tools to try to figure out how to get along in this life? That's not really emotional baggage. Or if you're a dude who's been married once before, been ran through the ringer in divorce, he saw how the system works. This isn't an emotional response. It's a logical response. You're like, okay, I played this game once. I wound up in the pit, and now I am on the hamster wheel. And as soon as I get off of that, I'm never going back. That's not emotional baggage either. That is a logical response to the world that men live in. Being a commitment phobe is normal. Why would a man willingly commit? What benefit is there in a marriage or living with a woman on the regular? What benefit is there? Please let me know in the comments. Because in current year, there is no benefit. Most of the time, when you get married, say you're dating her for 3 to 4 years before you get married, you will have sex with her more times in that 4-year period than you will in 20 years after you marry her. I don't know what it is about wedding cake, but it inoculates them against blowjobs and pussy on the regular. There's a lot of guys out there. I think it's up to like, what, 35% of men live in a sexless marriage. And that's usually, what, once or less per month? Who the hell is going to stand in line to commit for that? There's nothing there except loneliness and pain. Now, listen, if you live by yourself, you'll still be lonely, but that's a whole different thing. It's solitude. If you're married, living in a house with your kids there, and you feel alone, well, if the roles were reversed, you would be reported for emotional abuse. But that is dished out to men on the regular. Number 7, you're too easy to get. And they would be absolutely correct.
I'm a whore.
There's a reason the phrase Netflix and chill is bouncing around out there. You talk to somebody, hey, come over, we'll watch Netflix and chill. Well, we all know what that is. You're too easy to get. You show up, 40 minutes later, your pants are on the floor, legs are pointing towards the sky, things are happening. There may or may not be a deposit left directly in the warehouse. It all depends upon you and how it all works. But you're easy. Men are not going to commit to easy women or women with a questionable past. Because at the end of the day, dignity and honor are very, very high on our list of attributes that men want to have. That goes along with respect. Now, if you show up with a woman who's, you know, been the town bicycle, you're going to lose a lot of respect in the eyes of your peers. How do I know that? Let's just say I have experience. I understand these things. Number 8, this is mainly a woman problem here. People tend to hold out for the best. There are studies out there. I read a couple articles that when they question men and they, hey, you find a woman, and she meets 80% of your criteria. Is it a go or a no-go? The men are like, definitely a go. They're cool with, you know, getting 8 out of 10 of the things that they want in the relationship. When they ask that same question to women, and they're like, hey, you find this dude, and he's got 80% of the stuff that you want on your dream sheet. And a majority of these women say, no. Well, guess what? Only the fewest of the few are going to get 90% or 95% of all of the shit that they want in the wish list for a mate. And those women usually come in very good packages, 8, 9s, and 10s. If you are a member of the Swamp Donkey League and you're holding out for this, you know, top tier dude, well, there's a place for you.
Stop! Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop!
All right. Again, this is the butt of so many jokes. Good men are already in a relationship. So when you hear a woman say, where have all the good men gone? You say, well, they're probably married at home, getting a steak and a blowjob. And you're here in the bar getting passed around like a, I don't know, a squeegee rag. There's some handprints for you on the dumb cumster out back. Why don't you take your position? Winning. No. Men usually, if they're good dudes, at some point, they'll find a woman. That's just how it goes. And the over-picky ones, they get ignored. Now, unfortunately, there's a lot of women who are 4s, 5s, 6s, and 7s who are super uber picky. And there's a lot of men that they send packing. I know at least half a dozen women from my past who show up in my feeds and my DMs from time to time. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? Let's catch up. Nah, I'm good. You might not be looking for the same kind of love. Love. That is such a crazy word. And in my opinion, men are the only half of the human race that can love, you know, to a much deeper level. It's like a brotherly kind of love. I've seen it in war zones. I've seen guys get up, run to individuals who are injured under fire, drag them behind cover, risking death and great bodily harm to do so. I've seen dudes, and I've done it myself, carried injured friends of mine on my back for miles. I've given away my last morsels of food and water to dudes I served alongside, many of which I call my brother to this day. Women, they're not getting that. They're giving up the box for free. They turn it into a speed bag at the boxing gym. You know, just kind of hanging there, and everyone gets to punch it from time to time. Maybe some are better at it, some just hit it too hard, and then there's a whole gambit in between. In today's day and age, where you expect men to have a six-pack, 6 feet tall, six-figure income, and all the other bells and whistles, for a woman, that's literally worth a quarter of what his grandmother was. Yeah, good luck with that. You don't know how to lead love. All right, when I read this part, it was a little bit on the confusing side, but number 11 is basically because men and women out there are being raised by single mothers and they're not being trained. I shouldn't say trained. They're not being exposed to the proper way love works. Now, let's face it. Everything on this planet, for the most part, is conditional. You give a little, you get a little, you take, you give. That's just how it works. The youth of today, they just know how to do it. Now, I'm not going to sit there and tell you I have all the answers, because I don't. I have nothing but an uphill battle when it came to dealing with the opposite sex my entire life. It just is what it is. I can see this as plain as day. A lot of these problems would go away if we could actually have the mother and the father in the child's life on a 50-50 basis, minimum. You aren't ready to negotiate right. All right, what she's saying here is you're not ready to settle. Now, they're phrasing it a little differently, because whenever you tell a woman or a woman, hey, you need to settle for this guy, they get offended, they get all pissed off, and they want to use a more friendly word like negotiate. You call it whatever you want. At the end of the day, you're suffering from over-picky-itis. And because of that, you're not getting picked. Number 13, you're waiting for the perfect man who doesn't exist. What is the perfect man? I know lots of celebrity stories. The dude's tall, a lot of money, great career, wields a lot of power. He's, you know, star looks. He's very handsome. Still get divorced and ran through the ringer. If that guy can't keep his wife around without her stepping out or, you know, looking for the cash and prizes at the end, what hope is there for you, gentlemen? Because I'm going to tell you this. If you're striving to turn yourself into this perfect example of a man, you're going to be spending your entire life forging that persona. It's not going to happen. No one's perfect. Everyone's flawed. 14, you're letting small things get in the way. And I call this, and it's referred to in mainstream media, as the ick factor. Maybe you meet a guy, he's, you know, fairly attractive. He, you know, checks most of your boxes. But there's those one or two off behaviors that he has that just doesn't work for you. Small thing. And it could be all kinds of stuff. Finding out that you go to his house, he's a pile guy. Like me, I'm a pile guy. I'm not a nice, clean freak kind of individual. I know where everything is, or a general area where it could be found. And that's how I organize stuff. There's lots of women out there. Label me a slob. I'm done. The little things get in the way. They're basically allowing themselves to trip over the dimes, you know, instead of getting the dollars. I know I hate to put it that way, but most women are very, very materialistic in current year. 15, you act too desperate and it turns guys off. Yes, I would say that is correct. Most of the desperation that I've seen in women usually descends on them north of 27, and it gets worse up until they're 40, which in most instances, they accept the fact that the ship has sailed, it's done. And they show up and they're all like, oh yeah, let's, they start talking about getting married, they start rushing everything, and it's very unattractive for dudes, mainly because we know we have time. If you're a 30-year-old dude, and you've locked in a good career, and you have a little bit more climbing room, above you to make more money. You got all the time in the world. At 40, you could easily rope in a 25-year-old woman, have your kids, and do your whole deal. Women, when they hit around 30, they don't have that option anymore. Their window has shrunk radically. And by the time they're 40, they got maybe a 5% chance of actually carrying a child to term. 42, it's like 2.5%. It just is what it is. These women hit the wall at 0 eggs per hour, and they're singing the blues. Well, ladies, perhaps you should dress up in a crash-up derby outfit and get on with your life. You aren't really trying. If women really were trying, they would bring things to the table other than their whisker biscuit. The slot C pretty much wears out between 2 and 3 years, especially if kids are involved. I think it's all worn out, blown out, stalled out. It just is what it is. Very few women return to pre-pregnancy levels, south of 8 Mile. And a lot of these women out there, they don't really know what they want. They don't know how to forge the skills or the traits that men find attractive because they're raised by single mothers and they just don't know. Your social skills could use some serious work. Okay, if you're doing everything online, meeting your men online and all that other shit, you're really not developing your game. The game is used to be forged in high school, college, in and out of social settings, bars, gatherings, celebrations, what have you. If you're not doing any of that, and then all of a sudden you get pushed into a social environment like that, you're going to feel awkward, which means you will be awkward and you will look awkward. That, with desperation, is extremely unattractive for a dude. You haven't improved yourself in a long time. All right, women peak at 25, looks-wise. If you take out all of the extenuating circumstances, and they lose one look point every 7 years after the age of 25, and they usually will plateau in their threes or fours. I know I call everyone a four. I'm just not trying to be mean, but that's just the way it goes. Now, you will have some women who are gravitationally challenged, roomy, refrigerator box built, whatever, who dump a bunch of weight, go to the gym, and look okay. But still, a 35-year-old woman who's lost 120 pounds is still a 30-some-odd-year woman. And now she's sporting a squirrel suit, and she could fly to work. All right. Now, I'm not going to go through the seven places you can find a good man. I might do that next or another video because this one seems to be going on. But that's 18 reasons women seem to think they can't find a good man. The secret is, get started early. Don't walk across the stage at high school with the 1,000 cock stare. Don't join a sorority, stack on an additional 30% in body count. Stop giving it away for free. Make it worth something. Bring some talent, skills, or something to the table other than a box, another hole, and 2 10-mile-an-hour bumpers upstairs. All right? Because it's not going to work in the long run. All right, I've gone on long enough. I think we're going to, call it a day here, gentlemen. But there you have it. I had to cover all this for you because it's a brand new article. I found it reprehensible, and I thought I should share it with you. You guys take it easy.